Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. And thank you to my eternal companion for that commercial that we just came out
that's
of there.
Right.
Yeah. Her love for me is, will last longer than the bank mortgage.
I'm here to tell you.
How about some poetry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do this. Elizabeth Ebert, the grand dame of cowboy poetry, is riding along with us. This is cowboy courting time.
When Romeo went courting, he climbed the balcony, and some men serenade you upon their bended knee. Leander swam the Hellespont to reach his lady's side, but when a cowboy comes a-courting, you get a pickup ride. Sometimes the pickup's even washed. Will wonders never end? But like as not, he's brought along his trusty cowdog friend. The dog will bark a welcome, and you know what that means. There'll be paw prints and dog hair upon your new black jeans. The cowboy'll open up the door and hold it while you enter. You know he's getting serious, 'cause he sits you in the center. The cowboy's reeking of cologne, half a bottle, you can tell. You wish he'd shared it with his friend who has that doggy smell. A hairy face on one side, a mustache on the other. Both of them are squeezing in till you think you're gonna smother. You sit there in the middle like a rabbit in a hole. The one is merely drooling, while the other's drooling skull. Makes a body sometimes ponder on the strange queer twists of fate. Makes you sometimes even wonder which one really is your date. The cowboy will put his arm around and hug you till you're hurt. And then he starts to paw on, the dog that is, your shirt. They've got you snuggled there between just a pawn within their game. Doesn't matter where you turn, 'cause they kiss about the same. Long years have passed since courting time changed me from Miss to Mrs., and I'll admit I've grown to like those cowboy cowdog kisses.
Yep, that is some cowboy courting right there.
You know, and she knows whereof she's talking.
Well,
about.
And she married her one true love.
That's right.
And I think they were married, my gosh, for 50, 60
I was going to say
got to
be
plus.
60 plus.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yep. Elizabeth and EJ. Holy cow.
What a pair.
They were an awesome pair.
Yes.
Yep. I love Elizabeth's poetry. We're going to play some more of hers.
We need to.
She rats on her husband time to time, and it's pretty darn funny. It is entertaining. That's for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yep. Well, we were talking about,
Well, we were lamenting during the break about Opportunity Corner doesn't exist anymore.
Exactly. Without a bench seat, there's no such thing as Opportunity Corner.
It's a fact. But
tell these folks what that was.
Well, when you take a hard right or a hard left, somebody's going to bump into somebody.
Yeah, baby's going to slide a little closer
to
you.
That's right.
Yeah, we took advantage of Opportunity Corner. I really liked that.
Every chance we got.
And when we were in high school, my best friend Stuart and I, we'd go on dates, and we took his old Buick, and it was a two-door, but it had a bench seat, but all four of us would sit in the front.
In the front.
Absolutely. There wouldn't be two in the front, two in the back,
no,
none of that.
Siri. You know, that's right.
We had to take advantage of Opportunity Corner.
The old Ford Galaxy was like that,
too.
Yeah,
exactly right. You didn't use the back seat.
Mm-mm.
You piled them all in.
That's right.
Yeah, darn tootin'. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, what about your spouse's love languages?
My spouse.
Have you ever researched love languages?
I have not.
Yeah, well, sorry. Maybe you might want to. Yeah, but I might. Anyway.
Might learn something, huh?
Yeah. You know, some people's love languages are gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Some people's love languages are mm-hmm. presents. Some are doing things, service-oriented, service, okay, yeah. My wife's love language is exactly that.
Yeah.
It is me being present.
It isn't presence.
It's being present.
Well, I have to agree. Yeah.
And working on some things that she would like done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those are her favorite love languages.
Also known as honeydews.
Uh-huh. There yeah. are those. Well, that's what keeps me from retiring.
I can't retire.
I'm not sure I want to be available 24/7 for honeydews.
Well, you know, Tina's brother Rick gave me some really good advice.
He did.
He really did. He says, you know, foreplay starts in the kitchen.
Yeah. That's right.
Which means you're in the kitchen helping.
Cooking, cleaning.
Yes.
Well, it's like the old saying, a man who cooks is desirable.
Yes.
A man who cleans is irresistible.
There you have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you have
so,
it.
Yeah, that was some pretty good
advice.
My wife likes to travel with me, but only when I am not doing other things.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh.
It's not, hey, honey, let's go to a team roping.
Right.
Come with me to a team roping or come with me to a performance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When she has my undivided attention, that's when she likes to travel.
Likes to go travel. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, she said, I'd just soon stay home.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're paying attention to everybody else.
And that's it. You know, I'm up on stage. She sits mm-hmm. in the crowd by herself. I tell her, baby, you can come on stage with me anytime. Yeah. But no.
She won't do it.
She doesn't like that. I said, well, you can come backstage. Well, I can't hear you when I'm backstage. Okay. All right.
You heard it anyway.
I get it. Yeah. You how many times?
10 times.
Yeah. We need to do our last song.
What the
heck?
Yeah,
Junie Fisher and Johanna got a great duo. I hope she'll love me.
I saw his ad on the Lonely Hearts page. His words were simple and plain. Cowboy seeking good woman to marry, Sierra Nevada range. Half dozen horses, 100-odd cows, widowed, ready to start over now. Kind and good-natured, expect her to be. I hope she'll love me.
I got a letter delivered today. A woman has answered my ad. A widow from Tucson, two saddle horses. Now that doesn't sound too bad. She says, well, I ride, I can doctor a cow. For the right situation, I'd start over now. She asked me to ride, and maybe we'd meet. I hope she'll love me.
Something in his act makes me think he's kind.
Guess I'd better before I change my mind.
He answered my letter, that's a good sign. Told me some things I I should know. One native Tucson was sunny all year. Had I ever walked in the snow? Said he'd be looking for my next letter. I wrote right back, the sooner the better. He sounds nice, but I'll wait and see. I hope he'll love me.
I'm not getting any younger. Hope she don't mind. I'm she'll arrive. I think I'll ride up the road to meet her. Feels funny wearing a tie.
Put on my best scarf, brushed off my hat. This must be the road to his place by my map. There's a man on a horse, loping this way I see. I hope it's him. I hope he'll love me.
That must be her. Lord, please let it be.
She's kind of pretty, by doggies.
That signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Really?
Yeah, but I know, you know there's more.
Of course there is.
Don't you know? Yeah, there's always
more. Of course there is, yes.
And advice to the lovelorn changes as you age.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
We were talking a little bit earlier about love languages, you know, and such like that. When you're young and feeling your oats, there are certain things that you think is the most important part of that.
Right.
Yeah. And what you do find out through true love is that's not what
that's a bunch of bull.
That's not the important stuff,
that's
is
a
it?
Fact.
Yep,
yeah,
that's a fact. Taking care of your spouse, spouse's needs. Physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Everything. The whole ball of wax.
Yeah.
And Dave Stamey shook it down into the cob.
What did he
say? When he said, the most romantic thing you can do and to say is
to a lady,
come ride with
me. Come ride with me.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that so true, though? Yeah. But, you know, the older you get, like I said, things change a little bit. You know, your idea of getting a little action now means that you didn't have to use fiber that day.
That's right. No fiber today.
Yeah. Your idea of an all-nighter now means you didn't have to pee.
That's right.
Get up in the middle
of
the night.
Get out of bed. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Now getting lucky means you found your car in the Walmart parking lot.
Exactly. It's the one with the
plunger on it. Yeah, that's right. And if you're walking down the street and you pass a good-looking lady and you're pacemaker opens the nearest garage door.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you're starting to get a little older,
yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah, to get along in the tooth.
Of course, my favorite is when Mama jabs you in the ribs and says, "Hey there, big feller, let's go upstairs and fool around."
Yeah, that's right.
And you tell her, "I can't do both."
I can't do both.
Oh, man.
One.
Choose one or the other.
That's
Come
right.
Come on, that's right. So there's your advice
there
to,
it is.
To the love line.
Yeah.
For what it's worth.
Learn it, live it. Love it.
Love it. That's right. Folks, want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, it's going to be a good one.
We're going to explore a little bit of the work of the horse and mule in the mine.
That's right.
Yeah. So stay tuned.
I will.
Folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Ooh, I've got some advice for that.
I got that.